Hi guys, welcome to today's episode of Ask Sula, and today we have a very familiar face. I've been watching a lot of variety shows recently, so I decided to try a new intro for this. So, okay, today's guest is our very own singer-songwriter. I would like to say she is someone who maybe sings Ocean Eyes better than Billie Eilish herself. And none other than TSL's very own idol, Charmaine Siu.
Siu Eilish.
Siu Eilish, okay.
Thank you. but this is not what this episode is about. In case y'all click out now, it's not.
No. It's not about her journey in singing, like trust. The title will not clickbait you, okay, don't worry. But I just felt that it was only natural to introduce her this way. But maybe you can introduce yourself.
Thank you very much.
To everybody who is watching.
Thank you very much.
No worries.
In case y'all don't know, I am Siu, a video producer in TSL, full stop.
No, okay, well, with many hidden talents, as we all know already, lah. Yes.
Thank you. Hey, no worries.
She's so cute. Okay, maybe before we start, would you like to grace us with a song of your choice? Like, maybe like two lines from your favorite song.
Please don't click out, just two lines.
I'm excited, okay.
No fair. I've never fallen from quite this high, falling into your ocean. Those ocean eyes.
When she was singing, I was like, oh, imagining Billie Eilish singing behind and harmonizing, you know?
Wow!
Thank you. I know. But thank you for that. Thank you for that. And now we'll go into the episode itself, right?
Yes.
For people who don't know, the context is that Siu is in a relationship for almost 10 year relationship now.
Mm.
And y'all are going to LDR as we speak.
Yes.
Yes. I think the reason why I wanted to ask you on this episode also because people are interested to see how people progress in their relationship.
Yeah.
I mean, like, having a relationship at 18 and then lasting like 10 years until now is quite rare, lah, I feel.
I think for me at that age, right, I dated him while thinking about, maybe I'll marry him.
Oh, you already like jumped the ship to like the marriage there already.
Usually if I date somebody, I will think of marrying that person.
Okay. Yeah. So to start off the video, maybe you can talk a little bit about how you guys met.
Oh.
Yes. And tell the audience who have not met EXO before a bit about him.
Oh my god, my love story!
Let's go. I'm sure you repeated this a lot of times before, right?
To individuals.
Ah.
I've never really shared my love story out on the internet.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So, how I met EXO was we were in the same class during poly year 1 sem 1 at RP. So, the thing is, I didn't know of his existence for the first 2 weeks in school.
Okay.
Because he's the opposite of me.
Mm.
He's introverted, he's shy, he's quiet.
Right.
But I only started noticing him when he hangs out with the group of guys that I always hang out with. So we go on Uvu with like a few of our other friends.
Mm.
Then we'll hang out together. Slowly it become just a core between me and him.
Right.
Yeah. And then when we start hanging out, I realized that he's very funny.
Okay.
He's very shy, but yeah, he's very funny. His humor is my kind of humor.
Okay, I understand.
And I enjoy spending time with him. And then after that, I fell for him.
Aww.
Before he fell for me.
Aww.
So how we got together was I had this other guy best friend.
Right.
So when I like EXO,
my
guy best friend knows about it.
Yeah.
And he tried to do something to put us together.
Okay.
So there was one fateful day, we went out as a group.
Right.
And then he made us play truth or dare.
Mm-hmm.
So I chose truth, and he asked me, "Is there anybody that you like now? If yes, who?" That was like this guy. He knew that I like EXO. Then he purposely asked me. Then I was like, "It's either I say no and I'll never ever get to say it, or I say yes and say that it's EXO now and just pray to God."
Yes.
I said it. Said yes. EXO.
Oh, so you like pointed at him lah.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Guess how he reacted.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Most guys will like that. They'll say thank you. Then they don't know what to say.
Yeah, like... But it did not end there. Then
clearly
continue the game.
Yeah.
This time around it was EXO's turn and he chose dare.
Mm.
By the guy best friend dare him to kiss me on the cheek. I told you. I swear, okay, it's very dramatic. But for reals, I could hear fireworks. And I saw it in my head.
What the
Really, it was very dramatic, but I was like, oh my god, and then my face was so red. And then my hair was like that. Because he's kissed this time, yeah, then after that my hair did.
Oh my god.
So that's how it started.
Right.
How we got together, that's the thing. There was nothing to formalize this relationship.
Right.
So there wasn't a time where he like, will you be my girlfriend?
Okay.
Or I like, or I also didn't go, will you be my boyfriend?
Right.
So our anniversary date is the date that we played Truth or Dare.
Oh.
Because that's what started it.
Oh, so cute. Mm. Okay, maybe you can share with us a bit about how Axel is like his personality.
Oh, yeah. Oh my god. Axel is the total opposite of me. Because, okay, you know, I'm very loud, very expressive and extroverted.
Yeah.
Axel is very quiet and shy, introverted. If he's very comfortable with you, then you'll start to notice his little quirks.
I understand.
She's very cute and funny.
Okay, so what he do?
Oh my god, in the beginning of our relationship, what he likes to do is he'll walk in front of me and he stop. Then I will bang against him from the back.
For no reason at all.
For fun, no. Yeah. Then it's like, you know, if a guy do that to you, I think it means he likes you.
I mean, I guess so. You all together at that point, right?
No, not yet.
Or still the dating kind of.
Yeah.
Oh my god, this one is common, is he like those inner, like, jokester kind?
Yeah.
Like, he like to disturb you.
Yes! He loves disturbing me. Until now, he still disturbs me.
Even from last time. He has, like, carried on in the years.
And I feel in a way he also calmed me down.
Okay.
Because he is so calm himself, right?
Right.
Whereas I'm so like, yeah. So he calms me down.
Yeah.
While I feel that I bring excitement to his life.
That's good.
In a sense.
Maybe to kind of give a TLDR, because it's been like almost 10 years. Mm. How is it like being in such a long-term relationship with someone?
Doesn't feel very long, to be honest.
Okay.
It feels like it wasn't long ago where we just did the Truth or Dare. But at the same time, it feels very comforting.
Mm.
Yeah, I feel that, I mean, he's not my husband now, but I feel like he's my life partner already.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. And I'm quite sure he'll be my life partner. He better be my life partner. But yeah, it's very comforting because he knows me so well.
Mm.
And he makes me feel very comfortable. He is my safe space, I'll say.
Yeah. When people talk about long-term relationships, there's always this thing about like the 7 year itch, right? And then after a certain time, you know, maybe you'll get bored of each other
and things like that.
Have you ever, like, has this thought ever crossed your mind before?
That thought has never crossed my mind. Honestly, I don't know how.
Mm.
But up till now, I told Axel as well that it's constantly going up, the feelings I have for him. And every time I feel that I love him so much already, it's filled to the brim already, right? Somehow it goes more. The container becomes bigger.
Yeah, I was gonna say the jar become bigger or something.
Like it will never overflow. I don't know how it works, but somehow it's like that. So I didn't experience the itch, but what happened was there was this period during our final year where we spent much lesser time with each other as compared to the past 2 years.
Yeah.
So because I was going through final year project and then he was going through internship, so we don't meet every day. And I went through this mini crisis in my head where I was thinking, oh no, is it I can live without Axel?
Right.
Because I am fine when we don't meet.
Mm.
But previously we meet so much. So me not relying on him that much makes me wonder, is it the feelings and love we have for each other isn't enough?
Mm.
Yeah, so it's not that we almost broke up, but I think that's one of the crises I went through myself.
Yeah.
Which I told him about it.
Mm.
And then it affected me quite a lot because I was crying in the bus talking to him about texting him about it.
Okay.
Yeah. But then after that, I realized that the fact that I am so upset thinking about, am I okay? Is it that I'm okay without him?
Yeah.
Shows that actually I'm not. And it's a good thing that I can live my life without depending on him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. So
that was the only thing.
Right. Mm. So now you've been in the LDR with him for 2 years. 2 years?
Almost 2 years? 2.5 years.
2.5 years?
2.5 years.
Maybe you want to share the audience like how this LDR happened first. Yeah.
Okay. So Axel is working in Arizona in the US with Air Force, with Singapore Air Force.
Ah, okay.
So he signed on and he was sent on a long detachment in US. Mm. This is something that we know is gonna happen since many years ago. Yeah, because it's something that he knows Air Force has, and it's something that he wants.
Right.
Which he told me right from the start when he went into BMT.
Oh, that's like 3 years or 4 years into your relationship, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, when we were 21.
Mm.
Yeah. So when he go into BMT, he already told me that he wants to aim for Air Force.
Yeah.
And that he want to go to US if can.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a surprise. Yeah. It's just counting down the days. And then when it was finally gonna happen, it was very exciting because we went shopping for stuff together for him to bring there. As if I'm also going, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not. The whole process wasn't sad. It was very fun, very exciting. I feel excited for him.
Yeah.
Before he flew, I stayed with him for, I think, at least 2 months straight at his house.
Mm.
Yeah. So we spent as much time together as possible. The send-off was, I tried not to cry. Mm. I tried to be as happy as possible and energetic.
Mm.
So it went well.
Right.
Until he go in already. He tapped and go in.
So you haven't cried yet?
I haven't cried yet.
Just like, okay, bye!
Yeah, like, I was still like,
ah, okay, got it. Yeah. I can imagine you being them hype, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, and then his grandma came to me and hugged me and then she cried. I never say that. But like, I don't want to cry, then you trigger
It's me. Like in your heart, you're like, why you cry?
Yeah.
Hey, are you gonna cry now?
No, I'm just tearing a bit because it was a flashback.
Okay.
But then no. I'm not like.
Wait, would you like some tissue?
No, I'm okay, it's okay.
So when he left, how was like the processing of him not being around you? Like how long did it take for you to like kind of like get over that initial like stage, because like I said, Sue is very easily cry one, right?
Yeah.
So I can imagine she like every day suddenly 想一个 like memory, then she that kind. Did that happen?
So the good thing was right after he left, I had a work trip coming up in a month's time.
Okay.
So I was busy preparing for that.
Okay.
And then I went on the work trip.
Yeah.
At that point, it felt like he went on his own trips with friends. I went on my own trip with friends.
Okay.
So it felt okay.
Yeah.
When I came back, I was very busy editing the travel video, which was great.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think about it.
Mm.
5 months after he flew to US, I flew to US to look for him.
So you didn't really have like a, it wasn't really like a stage where you were like, oh my god, I'm like so upset that this is happening, that kind of vibe. You just kind of like distracted yourself and I like looked forward to like when you're going to meet him next.
Yes.
Okay.
But actually there was
moments,
during that first 5 months, there were moments where I get very sad.
Mm.
Like I feel very lonely,
right.
And I'll cry alone in bed, damn dramatic, yeah. Or I will call, I'll FaceTime him, and then I, oh my god, I miss you, then I start crying.
She like, oh my god, hi, so I miss you, then
yeah.
Oh no.
And it's not like he can do anything, all he can do is just wait for me to cry out, and like, okay.
You mentioned 5 months later you were going to go on a flight to see him in the US, right?
Mm.
So that was the first time you met him overseas? Mm. Okay, so how was that?
So that was very exciting.
Yes.
Because it's my first time to the US.
Yeah.
It's my first time flying alone to the US.
Yeah.
It was very scary.
Yeah.
So what I picture was we will very calmly walk to each other and then hug for so long. Not sobbing or like jumping, no lah. Just like hug there for very long and like, finally.
Aww.
It wasn't like that. I tell you, it was awkward. It was so awkward.
Oh shit, okay, what happened?
So I reached first and then he was parking his car.
Yeah.
Then after that he came with his sunglasses. He was wearing sunglasses. We don't wear sunglasses in Singapore.
Okay.
As in, I know some people do, I know you do, but the two of us don't.
Yes, I understand.
He walked to me slowly. While I was standing there with my luggage.
So the slow part, correct? Like walk together, walk towards each other slowly.
A bit too slow. I can't wait wait to hug you. You walk so slow, like you're not excited like that.
Answer.
You can speed up. Okay, but anyway, he walked slowly with his sunglasses on. And then, when we finally met each other, right? Yeah, me, okay?
Okay.
We hug.
Like that? Are you serious? Just like that? He just like tap on the like that. Oh my god, this guy! Then what do you do?
And then I forgot what he said.
Okay.
I mean, we greeted each other, of course. Yeah. But there was an accent. Why was there an accent? I was like, in my head, right, at that point of time, a lot of things running through my head. Because I was thinking, oh my god, he wasn't that excited.
Yeah.
If it feels so awkward,
yeah.
I'm not really sure who this is. Why got accent lah? Don't sound like him anymore.
Yes, understand.
It was honestly overwhelming for me.
Right.
I was trying to process everything
yeah.
because I was so happy to see him, but at the same time, I don't know how to react because it felt like he was a stranger, to
understand.
Be honest.
Understand.
Yeah, and it was so upsetting that he feels like a stranger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but I didn't say anything, and then we went up to the car park to his car.
Yeah.
And then he put my luggage into his car. But the thing is, he got a car and he drives. In Singapore, he got no license.
Oh,
so it's my first time seeing him driving a car. Because he got his license there.
Over there. So he learned it there and then he drives there.
Yes.
Okay, I see.
And he looks so cool when he drives and when he take my luggage and put into his car. But at the same time, I'm like, who is this?
I understand. It's like suddenly like a lot of things change.
Yeah.
And you never see it for yourself
until
that point.
I think I might cry.
What? Suddenly. What happened? We're just talking about parking cars. We're just parking the car. Okay. Would you like some tissue, producer, somewhere?
So funny. When I was in the car.
Yes.
It was silent.
Awkward silence.
Silence.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he was driving with the sunglass on still. Then I was looking at him. And then I was like, so hot. But then I'm like, what to talk about?
Okay.
And then I look out the window. So that, because I was starting to tear up.
Oh no!
Then I don't want him to know I was like gonna cry. But then I look out the window. Then I was thinking about so many things. And I was so upset. I think at the point of time, my biggest fear was, are we becoming different people?
Oh.
And we are not changing together.
Yeah.
Okay. So I went to the US for 2 weeks. Axel took a week off so that we can go LA.
We went to Universal Studios.
Yeah.
So fun.
Fun. It was fun. Okay. Oh my god, the food. Food was nice. Cause we watched BuzzFeed's
Worth it.
Yes. Then we go to those places.
Oh my god. Wow.
Nice.
Oh my god, I can't believe you actually went to those places. Was it really good?
It's good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's good. So we went to a cafe together.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And he ordered a drink. After that, it was my turn. I said, one iced caramel macchiato, please. Then she, I'm sorry? Iced caramel macchiato? What? Iced caramel macchiato? I don't understand. Then I'm like, no, man. Then Axel said it. Honestly, it sounds the same.
Okay.
With a bit of slang.
Try.
I cannot. He said something like, one iced caramel macchiato. Macchiato? I don't know.
Macchiato?
I don't know how you do it.
Can get a caramel macchiato, please?
I don't know. It sounds the same to me with a slang, that's all.
No, it's just the way they hear for the word, lah, right?
I guess. He say one time can. Then I was so embarrassed, you know. Because
yeah.
I was like, my English is so bad, man.
No! You have to practice your American accent, though.
So I try to not speak. Wow. Like, I want to eat this. Then I let him order. But he don't let me do that. He'll make me order at times. I'm like, damn stress. Then some more, if I pay in cash, then the pennies or whatever, I don't even know what the coins are. Stress.
That is so funny. After that, when you came back,
mm.
right? So how was it dealing with it? Where, you know, you flew back to Singapore.
So everything was great until the day that I had to fly home.
Yeah.
When we were in the airport, he keep asking me to go in.
Mm.
But I don't want to go in because I'm like, still got 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I just want to go. I want to go in at the last minute.
Mm.
And then every time I try to say goodbye, right, I'll hug him. I'll be like, okay, bye-bye, this is it, I'm going in. Then once I let go, I'm like, but I don't want to go. That's why I really, oh no. That's why I really bawled my eyes out. It was so dramatic. I think people around us were looking.
Okay.
Yeah. But it was very difficult for me to go. I think because after being separated for so long, and when you finally reunite again, and then to say goodbye again is even harder than saying goodbye for the first time.
Yeah.
Mm. Eventually, I went in with my red puffy eyes. Mm. I showed the person my passport. And then, after that, after I flew, then I found out that actually Axel cried on the way back.
Oh.
Yeah, so he looked okay, right, when he sent me off. But actually on the way, on the drive back home, he was like crying while driving. And I was so shocked because Axel don't cry.
Mm.
Yeah. So to hear that, then I was like, oh my god, must have been very painful.
Yeah.
Wish that I could have seen it lah, but...
Okay, wait, I mean, you know, like, after hearing that, actually, when he moved over to the US, why did you not decide or consider moving over with him?
I did.
Oh, okay.
I did. The thing is, to go over with him, I have to be his spouse.
Right.
Which means we need to be legally married.
Right, okay.
So that's the thing. And another thing is, if I go there, I cannot look for a job.
Mm.
Because... if I'm not wrong, I'll be given an allowance.
Right.
So I cannot look for a job there because I'm also not going as like with a work pass ma.
Yeah.
So there were a lot of considerations that I had or that we had because firstly, I just converted as a full-timer in TSL.
Yeah.
And it was something that I really wanted and worked very hard for and finally got it.
Mm.
So to go means I need to let that go.
Yeah.
And then secondly was, I was doing my part-time degree.
Ah, okay.
Which I still am.
My LDR, okay,
yeah. My LDR ending really, but my degree not ending.
Oh
really.
No! Okay.
But yeah, so if I were to go, I need to pause my degree.
Mm.
Then next is I look at my age. Because by the time we come back for good, I'll be in my late 20s.
Mm.
With not much work experience, then also don't have a degree yet.
Mm.
So I feel like I'll be in a disadvantage if I were to look for a job when I come back.
Mm.
So all these things make me think, okay, how will I feel?
Mm.
Because knowing myself, I know that it will be hard on me.
Yeah.
I'm sure Axel won't mind feeding me,
yeah.
Providing me the money while we are there. But I will mind.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to depend on him.
Mm. Like now, being in this LDR for like 2.5 years. Like how is like the conversation like every day? And also because that was like the last trip that you saw him. I mean, aside from the fact that he came back after that, right?
Did he? Yeah. Okay. He came back in November 2019.
Right.
About 2-3 months after I flew there.
Right.
And then that was the last time I saw him.
Cause COVID, right?
Cause COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how has it been since then? You know, like communicating with him. Like, I guess the common things that people struggle with when it comes to LDR is like communication, you know, time difference. First of all, he's in the US, right? So time difference. Yeah. Like how often do y'all talk?
To be honest, I don't think it's very difficult to be in an LDR if both of you are busy.
Mm.
I think that's the most important thing is to make sure you are busy. Because if you're not busy, then your mind will start to wander. Aside from that, I mean communication, yes, but communication is something, even without LDR, is something that should be part of a relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I think another thing that we make sure not to do is not to set a fixed number of times we need to text or call each other.
Mm-mm-mm.
We don't fix a time to do that as well. So we only do it whenever we are free.
Mm.
So there's no expectation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think that will pose an unnecessary stress on us.
Yeah.
Mm. So how we communicate is I will just text him when I'm free.
Mm.
And he just reply when he's free.
Yeah.
And that's how it goes.
Okay.
When I tell him things, sometimes I feel afraid that he might feel that I'm different. Like, am I growing as a different person?
Yeah.
I'll tell him, obviously, I have my needs and wants, right? Plus, I'm a physical touch person, so I will tell him how I feel and what I want and need and blah, blah, blah. But because he don't know how to react and he don't really react, he like, okay.
Mm.
Which makes me think that, okay, is it he don't feel the same way as me? So it's just me. Am I becoming a hornier person?
Mm-mm.
No, I can't think of a nicer word, but I legit think that, you know. Mm-hmm. And then I feel scared because I'm like, oh no, what if this is not the me that he likes? Mm-hmm. What if the me that he likes is a
pure I mean, he already know you're not a pure girl, right?
Yeah.
Hello, who are you lying to?
Yeah. Mm. So, what he said was, of course he feels the same way as I do, but he's just not comfortable saying it out loud. Yeah, but what I do is, I will ask him, do you not feel it? Do you not think of me?
But at least you all got over that hurdle, you know.
We got over, thank God we got over.
I was going to say that like these kind of things that you mentioned very hard to talk about. Mm. But at least you all managed to work around it in your own ways. Like converse about it in your own ways. And he was very kind and patient like with regards to your back and forthness of coming out of the with the truth of how you really feel.
That's right.
Yes, to summarize this whole thing, I'm very happy that he's going to come back soon.
Thank you.
Yeah, and what are some of like your future plans that you have with him, you know, since he's coming back next year?
Okay. I can't wait to get married and have children, but that's not going to happen anytime soon. So I feel that, to be honest, I feel that COVID changed my thinking. Before that, I was kind of rushing for time. I keep delaying, wanting to get married in my mid-20s to my late-20s to early-30s.
Yeah.
Now I'm just like, fuck it. Whatever.
Whenever it comes, it comes.
Whenever it happens.
Yeah.
I tell Axel that I'm ready anytime. You want tomorrow, so can.
Yeah.
It's whenever you're ready.
Yeah. So that's like one of, I guess, the biggest future plan. Getting a place together, things like that.
Oh my god, we've been trying to get a BTO for years. We tried to get a BTO since our early 20s. Now we are in our late 20s, we still don't have a BTO.
How many times you apply?
At least 5 times.
Oh, 5 times on each year. I thought you were gonna apply like 20.
Oh no lah.
Okay.
Yeah, I just can't wait for him to be back and for us to spend time together and then cuddle and yeah.
That's so cute. I feel like you just shared. Like I think like throughout this video, it's not a story that is very like tumultuous or like it's something that was very like, wow, like that's so emotional. Like, you know, sometimes when you share stories on Zula, there's like this whole like emotional like backstory to it, and there's always this like huge life lesson that people learn and things like that. But for yours, I think it's just something that, like, you know, an everyday couple goes through. Except that yours has been over like many, many years, and you know, like surviving the distance and things like that. I think that's something that, you know, should be talked about as well. So I guess to sum up the video, maybe you want to share with everyone, you know, some of the best things about being in such a long term, like almost 10-year relationship.
The best thing is you have a best friend for life, in a sense. I mean, I do have best friends, but it's just different. It's just different when you have somebody who you know love you. Yeah, I always tell Axel that if ever we break up, right, I don't think I can find somebody who will love me as much as he has loved me. Thank you, Axel.
Well, I mean, like, I guess the best thing about this relationship is love and the love you'll have for each other.
Yeah!
And speaking of the love you'll have for each other, I always throw a surprise question at the end of every Asura, which is anything you would like to say to Axel? Because I'm sure he's watching this video.
Okay. Hi, Axel. Can't wait for you to be back. Yes. Hopefully, we won't feel awkward when you are back this time round, because the gap is much bigger. Hopefully, you don't come back with a slang. can't wait to see you, hug you, spend time with you. Just stay in bed and don't do anything. And live life with you. Oh my god, and start watching shows together and animes and movies and eat together. Eat what you cook. You tahan what I cook. Love you, see you, bye bye.
Great way to end this video. I love it. Thank you for that. I love that. So if you guys like what we talked about in this video, or you have any like personal relationship stories to share, please do leave them down in the comments below, and also let us know who else you would like to see on future episodes of Asura. And don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And we'll see you guys on the next episode. Bye.
Bye. Axel, if you decide to do long term again, please bring me along this time, lah. Huh? Okay. Bye bye.